Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abu Salbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. I think we maybe should have made this mix a little bit earlier for Team USA. Clearly, it would have helped them. Would have helped them today.
I think so. You know, longtime listeners of the show will remember last year during the Men's World Cup, we put together a mix that was 12 songs, and it was four rounds of songs that started with the letter USA, USA. So we did that for the Men's World Cup. We said at the time, we're going to come back, do this for the Women's World Cup. So women are the number one team in the world. Unfortunately, in this season's tournament, they didn't quite perform up to that ranking and have fallen out of the tournament. And so we're still going to do it because, look, we've got listeners all over the world. So there's a lot of teams still in the mix that they want to cheer their team on. And you know what? Hey, like, we've won the World Cup like, what, three times, I think the women have. So it's still something to celebrate.
It is. It is. And you know what? Like, they'll be back in 4 years, and 4 years is not a whole lot of time in the sport world. There's plenty of game to play, plenty of growth to happen. So, yeah, we will continue with our mix today with the USA chant, because, you know, you gotta cheer your team on in wins and in losses. Sometimes it's more important even in losses. You got to get them back out there.
That's right. That's right. We're going to get them ready from now for the next World Cup. And I think these songs work no matter who you're cheering on in the World Cup or any tournament. I think we put together a pretty strong mix here.
Absolutely. All right, so with that, let's kick off our first USA chant. And these all three picks are yours, and it is Up From a Dream by Haim for the letter U.
Yeah, so what better way to start off a mix than one where at the very beginning of it, someone's literally waking up, right? You get to hear someone kind of the big yawn and turn it off the alarm clock, which is kind of a cool effect. But, you know, I love Haim. If you've listened to the show for a while, you see how, like, they've kind of evolved into one of my favorites over the course of this show. And so I was excited to see that they had a U song out there. And the song just kind of talks about, you know, waking up from a dream and, like, you're wide awake, but in that moment, you're not sure what's real and what's not. And sometimes you're even changed by it. Like, if you dream about something that's actually kind of, if your literal dream kind of corresponds to your figurative dream, like, I imagine, like, it changes you a little bit and sort of your perception of reality changes. And so I think this song does a really cool job of doing that, along with just sounding great with the harmonies and everything else that Haim does well. So, yeah, I thought it was a great way to start the mix.
Yeah, as always, the line that I need to say here is like, oh, right, I remember, I've forgotten how much I really like Haim, and I need to go back and listen to more of their music again, because they're so good. This is such a great song, and I know I've listened to this album a bunch of times, but I don't remember this one in particular, because they have a couple of singles that get like a lot more playtime. So this one is so good. I think it rocks a lot. That just... The distorted guitar interlude is actually so good. I love that. But the way that they describe this song is like waking up to a reality you don't want to face is how they talked about like writing the song. And I think maybe that also is sadly appropriate today for Team USA. But it's okay.
That's right. Okay. They had a dream in mind. It didn't quite go their way. Yeah. And that is okay. Yeah. That is okay.
It's okay. All right, next pick for the letter S, it is Stadium Love by Metric.
Yeah, this was a band I stole from you, Samer, because you brought Metric on. I think they were on the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack, is that right? And I think you brought a track from there, Once Upon a Time.
Yes.
But yeah, if you're competing in the Women's World Cup or any, you know, large sporting event, you're going to get some Stadium Love. I mean, the lyrics are very like sports oriented, right? They sound very much like this was almost designed for something like Jock Jams, if they were still making those Jock Jams albums. But it's great. I love the guitar here, and that's really just driving the energy of this entire song. And I mean, I just thought it was, I couldn't believe how perfect this song was when I came across it. And again, sung by a strong female Canadian too. And Canada probably had a pretty strong entry into the field this year, or at least I think they did. They know they've been good in the past, but yeah, so good stuff here from Metric.
Yeah, this song is really good for like a fight song, let's say, because it's quite literally like kind of a fight song of all these different animals fighting one another. I read that what they were going for is this idea that like you can't really ignore like the planet anymore, and that like all of these creatures are kind of like fighting for survival, and that's like the world that we live in. So it's like a little bit of a darker theme than maybe the World Cup might suggest, but it's at least some thematically appropriate of kind of that fight song. So yes, outside of that, the song really does rock like so hard, and I absolutely love Metric, and this is on another, you know, like, oh my goodness, I need to listen more to Metric because they're just so good.
I like how you kind of describe the dark environmental message, and you're like, but outside of that, this song rocks. It's like, yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I would not have thought of that as the message, like listening to this. That's really interesting that that's the kind of interpretation they were going for here. But maybe because I was looking at, you know, thinking about the World Cup and watching the World Cup, maybe I only had sports on my mind at that time. So who knows?
That's fair. Yeah, that's totally fair. Again, you know, we kind of like songs to be open to interpretation. I think that that's part of the fun. All right, so track number three, then, your A for the USA first pairing is Accelerate by Christina Aguilera, and this features Ty Dolla $ign and 2 Chainz.
Yeah, so what I find impressive about Christina Aguilera, like, she can really sing. Like, she can really, really sing, and I know that sounds like a silly thing to say about a singer, but what I'm going to say to add on to that is that this one, she's almost like kind of rapping. And she can still pull that off and make it sound really good, right? And kind of melodic at the same time. And I was just really impressed by that. I wasn't as familiar with the song before I found it for this mix. And I was like, this is really cool because she's just kind of bringing a different energy than she normally does. Still her voice, still really strong vocally, but just a different cadence to it and a different way of presenting it. And I just thought that was really awesome versus what she normally does. So again, and then relating it to the World Cup, I mean, look, Accelerate, you got to move, right? You got to go faster, these things. And just like Christina Aguilera, sometimes you got to change up your approach in order to, in this case, write a hit song.
I love that. Yeah, I like tying that in that way. Honestly, the bass in the song is so good. And I really do like that she's experimenting with like hip hop and obviously being helped here by Ty Dolla and 2 Chainz, who are so good on the track themselves as well. But you're right, like she has an incredible voice. And I don't think that's too weird to say, because often like pop stars, you know, get maligned and sometimes appropriately maligned for just like not having a great like voice on their own, like without a lot of synth help and an auto tune and all these things. But my goodness, she can sing. There's no doubt about that. And I really liked it from a World Cup point of view because of the line, we got moolah power, we on fire tonight, gonna get it how we want it because we about that life. So I kind of feel like it's a really good amp up song in that regard. Like, you're just gonna go out there and get it. All right, next track, or rather the next pairing of USA. And this one is really particularly funny because it's by a Swedish group, and Sweden is the one that knocked out the United States from the round of 16. And this is also appropriately titled Under Attack. And this is, of course, by none other than ABBA.
Yeah, I mean, the chorus, under attack, I'm being taken, about to crack, defenses breaking. And I'm like, this is... I mean, ABBA wrote the perfect World Cup song like 30 plus years ago.
They did,
it's unbelievable. And it's perfect for the Swedish team who knocked out the US. But yeah, I mean, it really is kind of a classic sounding ABBA song, right? Like same kind of instruments. They get the harmonies and everything they do kind of with their voices. I mean, and if you love that sound, I wasn't as familiar with the song. I don't know if you were, but really, really liked it. And it just, you know, matches perfectly with the World Cup theme we're going for here, because at some point, I mean, either goalie is going to be under attack, or either defense is going to be under attack and about to crack. And so, yeah, good on them for being so prescient about writing this song in anticipation for this yes. mix.
I really love the idea that that they wrote a song to predict the outcome of a 2023 Women's World Cup game so many years ago.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to believe that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to believe that. Like,
they're really
like a magical
talented.
Group.
They're really talented.
They're very talented.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. This song I was not familiar with to your question earlier, but I really liked it. Like, this is so good. I love the synth in this song. Like, it's like just synth magic from start to finish.
Yes.
There's no other way to describe it than that. But you know, great pick, because the lyrics are spot on and the sound of it is really, really good. I even think I read that this is kind of like a sleeper hit, and I completely agree. Like, it's definitely not one of their more known songs, but it should be. It's so good.
Yeah, once I heard it, I was like, oh, how come I've never heard this ABBA song? Like, there were two Mamma Mia movies, and somehow I never heard Under Attack.
Right. Well, you know what? If there wasn't,
I mean,
the
not that I've
strike,
seen them, not that I've seen them or anything.
Right. I was going to say, if there wasn't the writer's strike going on, we could green light this film and get this going.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. If only.
All right.
If only.
If only. All right. Your next pick in this USA pairing is SOS by Rihanna.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, a goalie is going to be calling SOS, right, during this tournament. I mean,
yes.
I need some help back here. Like, we're getting killed. But yeah, such a great Rihanna song. Didn't realize, I mean, she's had so many hit singles. Apparently this was her first number one single, so I was kind of surprised about that. Also, apparently it originally went to Christina Milian, who was like, no thanks. And then LA Reid was like, I'll take it to Rihanna, and history, there we go, right? So kind of funny how that works out, how songs get passed around. I'm sure that's a whole other mix of like songs that maybe should have been recorded by the original artist or a different artist or something, or could have been, maybe not should have been.
Totally. Yeah.
But this is such a great dance song. You know, they took Tainted Love by Soft Cell apparently and like sped up the bass line for this one. And it just works really well. And of course, Rihanna's voice is just great. And I don't know, just everybody knows this song. It's such a great song, but I also think it's again, perfect for our theme here, because, you know, similar to Under Attack, you're going to be, you know, under attack and need some help. So you're going to be crying SOS.
Yeah, I love the Tainted Love like sampling. I think that's so good. And she, I mean, every time I listen to a Rihanna song, I'm like, how is it that every Rihanna song is so good? I mean, it's just crazy to me. Like, she's just produced hit after hit after hit. They're all incredible. And this is, I mean, yeah, it's no surprise that this would shoot up to number one, because it's really addictive. And I think you, again, using the sampling really helps with that, but then her voice on top of it just carries this thing all the way across the finish line. It's so awesome. It's a really nice pick. Strong S choosing right there. All right. And so to round out your, USA chance, you went with AO by Lady Gaga.
Okay, I don't remember this Lady Gaga song, but I heard it and I was like, man, this sounds like a hit record right here. Why haven't I heard this before? And I guess it was almost released, if you remember that song, Million Reasons. It's on the same album as that one. And Million Reasons was a huge single for her, and even got performed mm-hmm. when she did the Super Bowl halftime that one year, where she was on the piano and it was just a much slowed down song. But man, this is a really catchy song. Like, I just love it. Just so much energy. And again, her voice is great. I mean, I think I've said that about just about every song I've picked here, where all these women, I'm like, oh my God, her voice. Oh, this voice. But Lady Gaga, no different. Pretty straightforward message here. A little less relevant to the Women's World Cup, I feel like, but it's still a great dance song. Still some great energy coming from it.
Yeah, I think she wrote this as a celebratory track. So, you know, like if whoever's going to take home the cup this year, I think this could be a good song to kind of put on and celebrate the win. because it does come across as a very high energy song. Her voice, that was my note again too, is like, wow, yeah, she, every single track she ever sings, she truly also has just an incredible voice. And so, yeah, you know, like when whoever takes home the cup, put on the song because you're going to love it. And it is just a really fun, high energy track.
All right. And whoever takes home the cup, I think, is going to be, you know, appropriately labeled your first pick in your USA chant, because you picked Unstoppable by Drake featuring Santigold.
Yeah, Santigold and Lil Wayne also makes an appearance on this track. And it is just so good. And, you know, I was hoping that the USA team would be unstoppable. As you've mentioned, as they have been many times before, they have won the World Cup a number of times. They are so, so good. But, you know, it's okay. This year's just not a year. It happens. That's kind of the magic and frustration of sports altogether. But yeah, you know, I really wanted that vibe to go out there of just being unstoppable. And I love the lines that they sing here. You know, Drake's is first, where he's like, my name is Drizzy and I ain't perfect, but I work hard, so I deserve it. And so I really like that, of just that sense of like, we're not perfect. And, you know, we've shown that in this loss this year, but you work hard. And so like, eventually you're going to win and you're going to absolutely deserve it. So I like that. And obviously the chorus of just like, I got to be unstoppable. Like, I think it's really important anytime you compete to believe in yourself and go out there and kind of have that energy behind you and have that feeling that you can be unstoppable. So
I wrote down that same line, that opening line from Drake, but then I also coupled it with the first line from Lil Wayne, where he says, my name is Weezy, I'm almost perfect, and I work harder than hard working. And I love that too, to just kind of contrast the two lines. You can tell these guys, you know, if they were recording at the same time, they probably had a lot of fun in the studio, especially if some of this was freestyled versus, you know, all the way written out, which I imagine some of it was, with the way some of these lines came out. At least initially it was freestyled. So that's pretty fun in the song, but totally agree. Great song. And a great message for, you know, whatever team ultimately hoists the cup this year. All right. So your first S song, you went with Set Fire to the Rain by Adele.
So this one is a little bit of a stretch for like tying it to sports, because it's actually just about like a relationship ending. But for me, I've always played this song, and I used to have remixes of this song whenever I was a spin instructor and I would run to them, because like the idea of setting fire to the rain is like, basically just giving something your all. And, you know, like it can feel that way often in kind of a sport or, you know, run or whatever you're doing. Just kind of having all of that energy surround you. Like, can you imagine being in a rain of fire? It sounds terrible, right? Like from an actual point of view, but if it's like a
it actually sounds horrible.
Rain of fire, a metaphorical rain of fire. You know, it's like you're a superhero and you're raining fire down or something. I don't know. Like, that's where my mind goes. And I think also the chorus is just so good. And it's like, can get you really amped up the way that she sings it. Because, again, like, talk about people with amazing voices. Adele is top of that list, I would imagine, in most people's lists. So that's always like why I like this song. I just like the idea of being kind of like a superhero and you're setting fire to the rain. You're giving everything your all, even though I'm aware she's just thinking about like a heartbreaking relationship ending. But here we are. So this one was a stretch, I admit.
Well, I liked it from the standpoint of she's angry in this song, right? Like, she's not happy about this relationship ending and however it relates, you know, however it ended. Like, she seems like she kind of got fooled by this person. And so I kind of took it in the direction of, yeah, sometimes you're trying to prove someone wrong and you're out there competing and there might be a little bit of anger in how you proceed with things, but that could be a good thing, right? Like, it's not necessarily a bad thing to kind of play with a little bit of anger, a little bit of edge. And so I thought it worked from that standpoint, because at first I was like, huh. But I'd never really, you know, I've heard the song a ton of times. Like, it was a big radio hit, but I hadn't really paid attention to the lyrics before. But when I really dug in, I was like, okay, I could see this working, you know, play with a little chip on your shoulder.
Nice. Yeah, I like that interpretation a lot. That works for me.
All right. So your A song in your first threesome here is Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Yeah, I had to pick this one, obviously, because in my thinking, you know, the USA team is just knocking out people. And, you know, like, obviously in the round of elimination, whenever you start round of 16, like, you beat your opponent and they're out. So I just imagine every single time that happens that this song is playing, another one bites the dust. It's a brutal tournament in that regard whenever you reach this stage. But I love this song. I love Queen. We can never feature too much Queen on our mixes, in my opinion. That bass line is just timeless. Like, it's just so instantly recognizable and still awesome all these years later. I just think this is like such a hit. And so that was the vibe I was bringing, where it's like you just knock out opponent after opponent and another one bites the dust. That's just the way it goes.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, this one's spot on for the theme because, you know, another one gone, another one gone, another one bites the dust as you're moving through opponents. So that completely works. I thought it was interesting researching this song, though, because I was trying to find some sort of deeper meaning behind it. But it sounds like the big motivation was trying to find, you know, kind of a departure for them from a sound standpoint. And even read one story where Michael Jackson was kind of telling them they need to come up with something people can dance to, because so much of their songs, you know, featured just kind of the Freddie Mercury vocals and just the strong, you know, voice there. But, and I thought about it and I was like, yeah, how many of their songs are just straight like dance songs? And I guess they're not. And so then you get to another one bites the dust, and it is kind of a turn for Queen too. So just goes back to my Christina Aguilera, you know, sometimes in these tournaments, you got to change things up, you know, change up what you do really well to try to win it all. So I thought it fit on that level too.
That's a really good point. Yeah. As I'm like sitting here playing his songs in my mind, I'm like, yeah, they're like, you can get a crowd into them. Like, you can, you know, group is going to be singing at the top of their lungs, but you're not really dancing to any of
that's
them.
That's right.
So that makes sense.
Yeah.
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 That's interesting.
All right, so last three songs, the next and last USA, your picks. Number 10, it was Up to the Mountain by Regina Spektor.
Yeah, I mean, this one for me is like just the journey of a tournament. And I really like the energy. I like what she's singing. You know, gotta hurry, like hurry, hurry, hurry. And then at some point she says like, gotta slow down, and like the track literally slows down. And then it goes back to like kind of hurry, hurry, hurry. And I think that that's really appropriate sometimes. Even in the context of a 90-minute game, like sometimes you got to hurry, 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 like there's an opportunity. Sometimes you got to really slow it down, like you're taking shots too fast, like let the set kind of come together. And ultimately, you know, you got to get up the mountain, like you got to get up there, as she keeps singing. And I think the mountain in this case is winning the tournament and taking home the cup. So I thought that was like a really cool song to kind of bring into the USA mix in that regard.
Yeah, totally unexpected fit into this mix with this song, because I think she brings the sense of urgency and the build with this song, with like her words and just how she says things, more so than, it's not like this John Williams swelling anthem as you go up the mountain, right? Like, it's really like,
right.
She's just describing, just making their way up the mountain slowly but surely. There's a forest and a garden and a flower, the nectar, and you're going up the mountain, and then it's hurry, hurry, hurry. So I just loved how that kind of built up, but not in a very conventional sense. And so when I saw this on the mix and it was Regina Spektor, I was like, well, how's this going to go? But I thought it was just, I really liked this song just as a standalone, but I thought it fit really well with the theme.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. So track 11, S Song, She Knows What She Wants by Gangstar.
Yeah. Every time I'm reminded of Gangstar, I'm really excited to be able to like pull a song on to a mix. You know, Guru, DJ Premier, like these guys were just so good. The intro kind of says this one all for me. This is why it made the mix. Like, this jam is dedicated to that woman who knows what she wants and just how to get it. Word up. I love that. Obviously, all the women competing in the World Cup and all the teams that support them, and, you know, all the staff and everything, like, they know what they want. They want to win. And I think kudos to everyone that competes. It's not an easy thing to do, honestly. Like, it's really easy to sit and watch on your television and yell directions at them and think what they should be doing. It is so much harder to actually be playing this game and to be dedicating your life to it, and all the sacrifice and everything that you have to you know, give up, and everything you've got to give up in order to go out onto those world stages and play at that level. So This really is a shout out to the women who know what they want and know how to get it. So I absolutely love that. And that's why I wanted to bring that into the USA mix. And it's a great song, too. I love Gangstar.
Yeah, that last line you said kind of echoed the opening line of the song where he says, "This jam is dedicated to that woman that knows what she wants." And I was like, yep, just right off the bat, he kind of just says it, and he says it throughout the song. She knows what she wants. And I thought it was such a cool song, especially one sung from a male point of view. You don't see that very often where it's a really kind of strong female theme coming from a male. So I thought that was really well done. And of course, fits perfectly. I mean, of course, we're, you know, giving this mix a very USA-centric slant to it. But hey, all the women competing in this tournament know what they want. You know, they want that world title. I mean, you hear so many great stories when you look at the global tournaments like this, whether it's a World Cup or an Olympics. And so always really cool stories out there about, you know, teams and individuals who know what they want. So just a perfect song. All right, so let's bring it home here. Track 12, last A song, "It Is All My Dreams" by The Heavy Heavy.
Yeah, this is one of those like funny pairing things and how it worked out, because we opened up with a song about dreams and then now I picked an ending song all about dreams. And so it worked out really well in that regard. And again, if you're new to listening, we never plan our mixes. We each pick our six on our own and then put them together right at the end. So it's always fun when this works out. But yeah, you know, the dream of winning, it's that's ultimately what it's kind of all about and what drives people to go out there and compete. And I just love the lyrics here. I love the throwback sound. You know, they're singing, "You don't mind if we stay here for a while, dreaming of summer paradise." I think it's like one of those things where whenever you are competing or kind of going after a dream of yours, sometimes it is really good and kind of helpful to imagine yourself there, like dreaming of where you're going to be. And really like allowing yourself to live in that fantasy, because like that's going to motivate you hopefully to kind of connect all the dots and get you there. So that's what this song is all about. So even though the Team USA's dreams unfortunately didn't work out the way that they imagined, you know, like we keep saying, whoever takes home the cup, I imagine they've been dreaming of it their whole lives and it'll be really exciting for them. So absolutely here to celebrate that.
Yeah, completely agree, especially with that last sentiment. You know, it's always tough when the team you're rooting for is the top seed and they lose, but it's always kind of cool when the top seed loses, because now it's just wide open, right? Like somebody's going to win this thing that maybe didn't expect to win it. And I think that's always fun when that happens, because that really is, that's kind of a once in a lifetime deal for some of them. And, you know, some of the participants, especially in this World Cup, where I mean, I think we had three or four first-time entries get to the elimination round. So that's a really cool thing for them to get as far as they have. And you know, now, I mean, going maybe even beyond, well beyond their expectations of even just showing up, you know, and getting to, you know, potentially advance well into the tournament. But yeah, this song is great. I mean, you know, we've already talked about dreams and everything. Just from a musical perspective, I just love the throwback sound. I mean, this just sounded like something from the 1960s, like something you might hear at like Woodstock or whatever. And I called out that exact line about, you know, staying here for a while and dreaming of summer paradise. Like just, I don't know, just such a cool theme and sound. I just loved it. It really took a really cool, you know, retro sound.
Yeah, their whole album, I know we've talked about it before somewhat recently on the show, but their album really is just like a dive back into the 60s and maybe early 70s. And I'm obsessed. I cannot get enough of it. So it's been fun. I was happy to bring it here.
All right. Well, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. It won't be a super awesome tournament result for USA this year, but we know they'll be back in the World Cup. And whoever wins this, we know, you know, certainly congratulations to that group of women for, you know, achieving at the highest level like that. But Samra and I are going to continue to achieve at a high level and continue to put mixes together. Follow everything at Super Awesome Mix on Instagram. And so for Samra, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com Enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.